With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Standing tough amid calls for a more measured response to the brutal Hamas terror attack, Israel is once again vowing to destroy Hamas. At the UN Security Council, Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen asking, "How can you agree to a ceasefire with someone who swore to kill and destroy your own existence?" And Secretary of State Blinken addressing the Security Council.
Palestinian civilians must be protected. That means Hamas must cease using them as human shields. It's hard to think of an act of greater cynicism. It means Israel must take all possible precautions to avoid harm to civilians.
In addition to sending more military hardware to the Mideast, the Pentagon has put thousands of U.S. troops on notice for possible rapid deployment to the region. Louisiana's Mike Johnson is the Republicans' latest choice for House Speaker.
Congressman Johnson became the GOP's latest nominee for House Speaker on Tuesday night after the other hopefuls fizzled out. It took several rounds on Tuesday to narrow things down from a five-candidate field, but Johnson stayed in the lead. The full House is scheduled to reconvene at noon Wednesday. That is the earliest a speaker could be elected by the full chamber.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. Also at SRNNews.com, powerful Hurricane Otis is pummeling Mexico's Pacific coast, hammering Acapulco. Packing winds of up to 165 miles per hour, Otis is a Category 5 hurricane, and some damage has already been reported. After defeating Philadelphia 4-2 in deciding Game 7 of the NLCS, the Diamondbacks headed to the World Series. Arizona will face the Texas Rangers. Game 1 is set for Friday night at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 58 points. NASDAQ futures down 84 points. This is SRN News. Clemson takes a step back from transgenderism.
The South Carolina University has decided to remove feminine hygiene dispensers from the men's bathrooms on campus. This is a victory for the Clemson College Republicans Club, which had been fighting to have the dispensers removed for the past year. Things got moving when Republican South Carolina State Representative April Cromer contacted school officials. The campus GOP club also got help from the South Carolina State Freedom Caucus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Georgia Supreme Court has rejected a lower court ruling that the state's new pro-life law is invalid. Abortion advocates challenged the measure because it was enacted in 2019 when Roe versus Wade was still the law of the land. Georgia bans most abortions once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. That's usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The law includes exceptions for rape and incest as long as a police report is filed. This is SRN News. The death toll has risen to 8 in a catastrophic multi-vehicle crash along an interstate near New Orleans Monday morning. So many vehicles wrecked and so much damage to the highway that the cleanup goes on.
Louisiana officials say 158 vehicles were involved in the pileup on I-55, including a tanker that caught fire and a car that flipped over a guardrail, landing in the water. That driver made it out. Pictures and video from the scene show cars piled on top of one another, crushed front and rear ends, blown tires, and distraught drivers. The crash was caused by smoke from a marsh fire mixing with dense fog, creating a super fog, dropping visibility to just a few feet. I'm Julie Walker.
Snow started falling yesterday in the northern Cascades and Rockies, first major snowstorm of the season. Central Montana getting the heaviest snow. More details, SRNNews.com.